Okay, we're on Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph at top. Mviim etchim min hashada min hamechunash umin hakarfeik vafilu min hamefujim. Wood that is out in the shada. The Gemara is going to discuss what that means. Where is it exactly? So only if you gathered it together and had it in mind before Yontif can you use it for burning. And a karfeit is closer to the city. There you have your mind on that wood, even if it's scattered around. Ezeo karfeit kosher somuch leir. Karfeit is divrei Yehuda. Karfeit is something that's close to the city where you have your mind on that wood. Rav Yossi omer kosher nichnosim lo beposachas ba'afilu b'sof tchum Shabbos. Rav Yossi says that the condition is that something that's contained and you have to go into it with a it's locked up. You need a key to go into it. So that's already your mind is on that. If it's just all out in the open, then your mind's not on it. We want to discuss whether Rav Yossi is lechumra lekula. Rashi, Medim Eitzim Atlushim, talking here about wood that's already separated from the ground. Minasoda Shibasoch HaTchum B'Yontif, from any field that's within the Tchum of Yontif. Minamachunis, in Kinsum Erev Yontif, if you gather it together, Erev Yontif, the Goli Daite, the Alayu Samech, the Enam Mukta. And you have in mind that you're going to use that for fuel, and it's not Mukta. Aval HaMafuzari Mukta. But if you haven't gathered it together before Yontif, your mind is not on it, and it wasn't omade for fuel on Erev Yontif, it's Mukta. Umina Karfeif, Shehu Mishtamer, Umukav Sovit. Karfeif is a protected, guarded area. Afilim Ufuzorim Shebo, Lo Hukta Midaito. Even the wood that's scattered around is not Mukta. Tosus, Asobach Le'ir Mamish. It has to be Mamish right next to the city. Afilu b'sof tchum Shabbos b'sofo. Even at the end of tchum Shabbos, at the end of the far away from the city. Tosa says, "Lechora, how can you gather wood together on Yontif? It's ma'amer." And Tosa says that ma'amer is only in the place where the things grow. Here, it's not talking about a forest; it's talking about wood that you brought in from a forest. And since the wood doesn't grow in that place, there's no ma'amer. Okay.
Lying on the ground.
Yeah, lying on the ground. Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Ein Mavim Eitzim Ela HaMechunasim Shebekarfeif. So Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that you can't bring wood for fuel only if you have two milas. One is that they're gathered together before Yontif, and it's in a karfeif which is close to the city. Mor says, V'anan t'nam in a karfeif afilu min ha-mefuzarim. The Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says that you can bring from a karfeif even if the wood was not brought together before Yontif, because anything in a karfeif you have your mind on. Mara says, Masnis in Yechidohi, the Mishnah is not lahalacha. The Mishnah is a das yachid. The Tanya, Om Reb Shimon ben Elozer, lo nechleku beishamei o beisil al hamufuzorim shebesado she'im mevi'in. Right? Only Reb Shimon ben Elozer holds like this. And the Brisa, it says with Erish, Reb Shimon ben Elozer says this shita, that beishamei and beisil did not argue that wood that's scattered in a field that's far from the city, everybody holds she'en medin. That's mukta. V'al ha-mechunasim she'bekarfeif, if it's gathered together and it's in a karfeif, she'medin. And that, for sure, is okay to bring. That is two milas. It's gathered together before Yontif, and it's also close by. Alma nechleku, where's the machlokas be'sham be'silel? Al ha-mefuzorim she'bekarfeif, if they're scattered but they're close to the city, or you gather them together, but they're out in the field. In both of those cases, where it's only one mila and one chesaron, Beishamei says you can't use that wood. And Beisol says you can, but that price is only according to Rav Shimon ben Elozer. And in Echanami, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that the halacha is not like this Mishnah, not like that price, but the halacha is you need two milas. It has to be gathered together before Yontif, and it has to be close to the city. Rashi. Yechidahi, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer ka'omerla. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer said it. The Omer Beisil ha'chi sharu, u'palgin rabbonin le'in, and the rabbonin argue on Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer, and they hold that Beisil was only matir if it has both milas. Omar Rava, Ali Konim Vali Gifonim, Afal Gav de Mechanfilahu, Umosvi, even the Imad Lizikum of Adrilahu Kimfushoran Dami. If you have thin branches of or vines, even if you gather them before Yontif, they'll still remain Mukta, because any little wind can scatter them again, and therefore they're still considered scattered. Vasurin. If you put something on them from before Yontif so they won't scatter in the wind, then they're not Mukta. Rashi. Even if the wind didn't scatter them, since it was possible to scatter them, even though you gathered them Erev Yontif, you really didn't have your mind on them, because you knew that a wind probably would come and scatter them. If you put something on it to weight them down so they shouldn't be scattered, then you had your mind on them. So Rabbi Yossi says, what's it called, that it doesn't depend on karfeif or soda, it depends on posachas, if it has a yalak, if it can be closed up. Iboilahu, hechi komer, what's Rabbi Yossi coming to tell me? Kosha samuch le'ir, v'hudis le'posachas, v'osu Rabbi Yossi, that the Tanakhama held, you need 2 milas. It has to be close to the city, a karfeif that's close to the city, and also that it has a lock. It can be closed up. You need both milas in order to be mutter. And Rabbi Yossi came to Mako, and he said that as long as you could close it up, it doesn't make a difference where it is. Even at the end of Tchum Shabbos is also okay. It doesn't have to be close to the city. Maybe Rabbi Yossi said like this. If it's close to the city, then you don't need it to be closed up. Then just being close is enough. That's what the Tanakhama holds. That the main mila is somuch le'ir, and it doesn't make a difference closed up or not. And Rabbi Yossi argues on 2 counts. He says that the main thing over here is whether it can be closed up or not. It doesn't make a difference if it's close or not. But even if it's close, aveles leposachas afilu somach leir nomilo. But even if it's close, if it's not closed up, it's also no good. So Rabbi Yossi is might makel in one respect and machmer in another respect. Tanakhama holds the main, consideration according to this way of learning. The main consideration is it close to the city or not. Whether if it's close to the city, it doesn't need to have be closed up. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it doesn't make a difference if it's closed or not closed. The main consideration is, can it be closed up or not? Toshma, let's see the Rashi first. Rabbi Yossi, l'kulo l'chumra ka'amar lo garsinan. We're trying to not just ask on Rabbi Yossi, what did Rabbi Yehuda say too? Right, what's this machlokus? So we're not trying to find out just if Rabbi Yossi was lekula or lechumra, trying to find what was the machlokus. V'hachi garsina, iboyelahu, hechi ka'omer, ko asomuch le'ir, v'huda islei posachas, that Rabbi Yehuda held that has to be close to the city, and it also has to be able to be closed up. And Rabbi Yossi came to argue on that and say, no, if it can be closed up, it doesn't have to be close to the city. Right? Ol dilma hachikomer. Kol shesomuch le'ir, bein de isli posachas, bein de lesli posachas. Rabbi Yehuda held that the main consideration, the only consideration, is if it's close or not. And it doesn't have to be able to be closed up. And Rabbi Yossi said, no, the only consideration is it closed up or not? It doesn't have to be close to the city, but it has to be closed up. But even if it's close to the city, it won't help unless it can be closed up. Toshma, minitani Rabbi Yossi omer kol shenichnosin lo b'posachas. Vafilu, we didn't get it yet. Toshma. Minikhtani Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol shenichnosin lo b'posachas, ve'afilu b'sof tchum Shabbos, shema mino Rabbi Yossi tarti l'kula komar. Right, since he said 2 things, if anything that has a posachas, and even if it's b'sof tchum Shabbos, meaning it's far away from the city. So Rabbi Yossi says 2 things l'kula. right? One is that if it has a posachas, it could be even far away. And if it's close, it doesn't need a posachas. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. Shema mino. Om Rav Sala, Om Rav Yirmiya, halachik Rav Yossi lahakal. Halachik Rav Yossi in both situations. If it's close, it doesn't need a posachas. And if it's far away and it has a posachas, is also okay. Rashi. Toshma, Midiktani Rav Yossi Omer, Kosh Nichlasin L'Bosachas, Vafil V'Sot Tum Shabbos, Shema Mino Rav Yossi Tardi L'Kula Ka'omer. That's the gears of Achi Perusho. Hechi Ka'omer Masnisin, Kosh Samach L'Ir, V'Hu De'ish L'Bosachas, Mafteach, Shemishtamir, it's closed with a key, that it's guarded, the high the low tonne lay behead you mishum the kosover stam and yesh leposachas. Why didn't it mention this posachas in the Mishnah? Because stam karfefos have a posachas. They're closed up. Vastam karfefos omr lemilse. Vasa Rabbi Yossi lemeimer kivin the isli posachas lo bein and somach. And Rabbi Yossi came to say that since it's, what's it called, it has a, it's closed up, it doesn't have to be even close to the city. It can be far away. Umemela, the isle, the lesle posachas, buin and somach. That would imply that if it wasn't able to be closed up, then it has to be close to the city. The ishtari bahachi, and that's also mutter. Mid the tala sheryusa b'she'en somach, the posachas, since he said that even if it's far away, as long as it has a posachas, it's mutter, mashma, that's only where it's far away. But if it would be close, you wouldn't need a posachas. Mechlau, the somach, lo posachas lo mishari. Umekel batarti, and Rabbi Yossi is makel in two counts. The Tanakama holds you need two milas. It has to be close, and it has to be able to be closed up. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, either one of the milas is good enough. Close, even if it can't be closed up. Far away, if it can be closed up. Rabbi Yehuda boy tarvayu, but Rabbi Yossi sover b'chad esogi b'ezeh shetehesha. Rabbi Yehuda holds you need both milas, and Rabbi Yossi holds either one is okay. O dilma, or maybe not. Kosha somuch le'ir dekomer tanakamba b'hochi tola taime. When Rabbi Yehuda said that it has to be close to the city, he wasn't talking about something that's closed up. He was talking even if it's not closed up. But the main consideration is close or not close. And far away, even with a posachas, won't help. As long as it's close, it's good, even without a posachas. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Even the Havi Somach, Bein Isle Posachas, Bein Delesle. But also Rabbi Yossi, the name Rabbi Yossi came to say, no, Atam Toli Posachas, Bein Somach, Bein Rachel. Rabbi Yossi argues and says, no, the only consideration is, can it be closed up or not? Doesn't make a difference close or far. The main thing is, can it be closed up or not? If it can be closed up, no matter where it is, it's okay. And if it can't be closed up, no matter where it is, it's not okay. So in that respect, he's machmir in one respect on the Tanakhama and makel in another respect. But he's not makel in both things. He's only makel that if it's far away and can be closed up is good, and the Tanakhama holds not. But he's machmir on the Tanakhama that if it's close by and can't be closed up, it's no good, and the Tanakhama holds it is good. V'achi komer, kol shenichnosim lo posachas, hu demutter, v'afilu besov tum Shabbos, delo mas misli tam b'smicha klal. According to Rabbi Yossi, according to the second way of learning, Rabbi Yossi doesn't consider far or close a factor at all. The only factor is can be closed up. So Mara says, no, Rabbi Yossi holds like the first way. Tarti lekula komer. He's makel on both counts. Kolomer mid Rabbi Yossi nishmal Rabbi Yehuda. The lav tarvayu boy. And from Rabbi Yossi, we can learn what Rabbi Yehuda said, that you don't need both. Rabbi Yossi betarti okil. And Rabbi Yossi is matir in both of them. The machshir besomuch below posachas. He's machshir close, even if it can't be closed up. Uvet posachas below somuch. And if it can be closed up, even if it's not close. The shamin and Rabbi Yehuda, the ka'omer kosha somuch le'ir, bein de isle posachas, bein de lesle posachas. Rabbi Yehuda holds that as long as it's close, doesn't make a difference if it can be closed up or not. Va'omer Rabbi Yossi, kosha yesh le posachas, afilu besochat chum. And Rabbi Yossi came along and said, no, even if it's not close, but it could be closed up, that's good enough. Va'omer Rabbi Yossi, kosha yesh le posachas, afilu besochat chum. The Isamach lo bois of sachas, but Rabbi Yossi's maskim that if it's close, it doesn't need to be closed up. The I Rabbi Yossi posachas tola taima da afilu hu samach boi posachas lo havi le lisiume ve afilu besol tum Shabbos. If Rabbi Yossi be machmir that even close needs to be closed up, He shouldn't have said, if it's closed up, even if it's chutz l'tchum, it's okay. Right? He should have said, alahachi havi l'neimar. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol shenik rasu l'vosachas, period. The only factor is it closed up or not? Far and close makes absolutely no difference. He shouldn't have mentioned even if it's far away. He should have just said, if it has a vosachas, it's mutter. If it's not, it knows it has a vosachas, not. Seems that Rabbi Yossi holds that far and close is also a factor. But close is good even without a posachas, and far needs a posachas. The kivan the havitoni kol havimashmir the tzar posachas samach orachok. Lomeli the same vafilu besotu. Why do you have to mention even far away a posachas helps? Mashma that close you don't even need a posachas. Ela lashmina the lo boy posachas ela lemishrei she'ein samach. Rabbi Yehuda the lo boy tarte nami mireishim the Rabbi Yossi shmami no minenokat koshen nichnasim a posachas. And Rabbi Yehuda also holds you don't need both of them, but he holds that the main factor is close or not close. Kiven de kula posachas is lehu, hachi boy le lemisne, Rabbi Yossi omer afilu besol tum Shabbos. If Rabbi Yehuda is talking where it can be closed up, because stam karfef is closed up, then Rabbi Yossi shouldn't have mentioned posachas. He should have just said, what's it called, even far away is okay. Because we're talking about posachas. Must be we're not. Rabbi Yehuda is not talking where it can be closed up. He's talking just that it's close. And even if it can't be closed up, it's good. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, according to this Lashon, that if it can't be closed up and it's close, it's okay. If it can be closed up, even if it's close, if it's far away, it's no good. Close and far are the Iker things. And he doesn't need both things. If it's close, it doesn't have to be closed up. And Rabbi Yossi holds either one of them is good enough. Close without being closed up, far away and being closed up.